Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Last night, I was so jealous. I watched the New York Yankees pop champagne, pour beer on each other's heads, and have a damn good time. And I thought to myself, maybe the Mets could do that in a few days. But what I really thought about, Teak, was where this Jet season could eventually go. And tonight, from MetLife Stadium, I'm sorry, let me correct myself, from Jet Life Stadium. It's the return. And what I can't believe, Tiki, and maybe this surprises you, is I woke up this morning with butterflies in my stomach. I woke up this morning excited about tonight's game, pumped up about tonight's game, trying to game plan what time I should leave to go to tonight's game. But shockingly, Tiki, I woke up with a confidence that I don't normally have as a Jet fan. It's not an arrogance, Teak.
Yeah.
It's a confidence I have in this football team tonight.
You should, because you have the pieces that you theoretically need. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers being healthy, but also you have a strong run game. In theory, your defense is supposed to be one of the good ones. And the New England Patriots, despite being 2-0, they have some issues going into this game, and so it feels kind of out there. I mean, they're 1-1. Buffalo's 2-0. It feels kind of like a huge opportunity on a short week. I mean, they're going to have at least two starting rookie linemen, offensive linemen, this weekend or tonight. And I think that the Jets should be able to take advantage of it. Jacoby Brissett, while he's played well, he's not a world beater. It's not like he's throwing for 350 yards. And so it's one of those you don't know until you see it, but you should feel confident, especially being at home and the energy that this Jet crowd should give over a Patriots team that has dominated for the last 5 years, except for the one last year when you guys finally won.
Finally, and there's a difference. I want to make this very clear because my stomach tells me that the New York Jets are going to win a football game tonight, which is not always what my stomach tells me. Sometimes my stomach tells me you're going to have indigestion, you're going to be in the bathroom for 6 hours, you're going to watch awful football, you're going to be disappointed. I have a confidence that when I leave the parking lot at 3 a.m. tonight slash tomorrow morning, because it is going to be a long-ass night at MetLife Stadium, and I don't mind that as long as there's a smile on my face. But I have a feeling that while I may leave with a victory, this idea that this is going to be easy, see, that's not what I believe.
No.
Despite,
you just feel like you're going to win, just not going to win easily.
Yeah, and look, you mentioned it. The Patriots have four offensive linemen on their injury report, two of which probably won't play.
Yeah, I think they're already out.
Right. This is a great opportunity for a Jet defensive line, which has not gotten great pass rush over the first 2 weeks, to maybe have that breakout game. Will McDonald had a couple of sacks last week, but even Tiki told me, not that impressive. Not that impressive. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe he can build off the not that impressive couple of sack performance with an impressive performance tonight against New England. But I think what the Jets showed you last week, here's the negative, here's the positive. The negative is they're not a well-oiled machine yet. Right? The negative is this isn't perfect offensively and defensively. But here's the good news, and this is the part that I was really racking my brain about. Why ultimately do I have a confidence that this team's going to find a way to win? And it's because of the quarterback. It's because when I look into the quarterback's eyes, whether he's doing a press conference in front of the Jet media, whether he's talking to his buddy Pat McAfee, he reminds me, and see, Sean may appreciate this, no one else will, he reminds me of Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd was a guy who I always trusted. Now, he never led me to the promised land.
Right.
They ended up losing in two finals. But I always had this confidence he wasn't going to let things go badly. And I very rarely have had that with a lot of athletes that I've rooted for, but I kind of have that early on with Aaron, where it may not be pretty tonight. It may not be perfect tonight. There may be a lot of indigestion tonight. There may be a lot of heated discussions at halftime when we're all congregating by a bathroom because we have to go to that bathroom, and there's a very long line, which I'm not used to. As a man, I don't wait on a lot of long lines for the bathroom, but sometimes you got to do it. I think while we may be stressed, I trust Teak that this quarterback, much like he did last week, will find a way through these early kind of struggles this team goes through to get this team a much-needed victory. Yeah. I trust him.
Yeah, it's interesting because when we first got a sense of Aaron Rodgers here in with the Jets, it was this puts you on a pedestal where you're now one of the teams that can compete for a Super Bowl. But I think what the reality is, because, look, Aaron's 40 years old. It's been a lot of games since he's thrown for 300-plus yards. Because even when he was winning some of those MVPs in Green Bay, it's not like he was world-beating. He wasn't, you know, Pat Mahomes 370 or whatever. He wasn't that type of quarterback. It was more, I'm just going to win, right? And that's why he was so valuable to the Packers. And you saw it last week. That game wasn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination. It gets the Tennessee Titans, a team that basically just shot themselves in the foot and gave the Jets a chance to hang around and then ultimately come back and win. But there's a clutchness to him, and it's why he's interesting, because not every player has that. Not every player has this, in the moment I need to make a play, I'm going to make that play. And I want to put my guys, in his case, these skill position players, in positions to do their jobs better. And it's why they're a favorite today. It's obviously, you know, historically the Patriots have dominated this, but when you factor in the people and not the overarching story, the people that are going to make the difference, Aaron Rodgers in particular, you know he can win because that's what he's done his entire career.
You know what else it is, too? And I know this is such a low bar, but I was thinking about this last Sunday, and it's popping in my brain as we get set for Thursday night football, the New York Jets, the New England Patriots, the home opener at MetLife Stadium. I'm very emotional because it's my first regular season game in my seat. In my season ticket. I can't wait to meet all the people in my section, shake their hands, and say, we're family now. So bottom line, I'm going to know your kids' names. You're going to know my kids' names. That's the beauty of being a season ticket holder. I've already scoped out what I'm going to eat for dinner tonight. Sean will be proud. Ooh. I'm eating in the stadium. I'm going to stuff my face with food. I'm not packing quesadillas. I'm not packing a tuna sandwich. I am going to just eat. Aren't you proud of me, Sean?
So I am, except for, Evan, I don't want to throw negativity because I like where you're going. This is the one sport where you should be packing that food and getting out there early and tailgating your ass off with whatever Abuelo's quesadillas are with a little pop-up table. But I still like the cut of your gym. What are you, a little sausage and peppers tonight? What are we doing upstairs?
I'm leaning towards sausage and peppers, yes.
Nice.
Here's the reason why I can't do that. And I know a lot of people are in their car right now and they're heading out to MetLife Stadium. The parking lot's open at about 3 o'clock. 3:15, I think, is the exact time. So I'm sure there are tons of people already waiting to get in. And I respect that and I love that. The problem is, I gave my boys a little bit of a taste of dad being home today because we have a short show. And I thank the bosses for allowing that. And now they don't want dad out leaving. So I need to maximize my time at home before I actually do leave to go to said football game. Now, I got to be smart about this because the Jets are already warning people, you got to get in that seat by 7 o'clock. And they're telling people, leave early. It's obviously going to be a jammed crowd. They shoot off the fireworks at about 7:15 so that when you are tailgating, you know, hey, it's time to put everything away and get on into the stadium. So I think that's kind of the thing we're all balancing. Like, what time should we leave? Because this isn't a Sunday. Sundays are a little bit easier, Sean, right? It's a 1 o'clock game. All right, crack of dawn, I'm leaving. On a Thursday night where people are working or they're taking off work early or they're taking their kids out of school or whatever the hell you're doing, every circumstance is different. It's like a balancing act trying to figure out when you should go. But this is going to be an event tonight. I mean, I am fired up for it. But the point I wanted to make to you about Rodgers that's very different than just the clutch gene teak, which I agree with, he also doesn't do stupid things.
Yeah.
And I know that's a really low bar, but the Tennessee Titans lost a week ago because their quarterback did stupid things.
Agreed.
The New York Jets have lost plenty of games over plenty of years because their quarterback did stupid things. And I know that's the bare minimum. Obviously, we want Aaron Rodgers to be more than just a guy that doesn't do stupid things. But it's a great feeling to know, Teak, that my quarterback, and I really hope I'm not jinxing him right now as I knock on wood, I know that my quarterback isn't going to do something dumb that's going to cost my team a game while others have to deal with that.
Yeah, but the challenge with that side of the story is that the New England Patriots are kind of the same, right? They've played really well because Jacoby Brissett and this offense has zero giveaways this year. Mm. And so it's interesting because that's what we used to talk about with Bill Belichick. You're just going to be fundamentally sound. You're going to do all the little things right. You're going to win on the margins, even if you weren't better than the team that you were playing. And it's why Tom Brady has had the career that he did. He wasn't a massive risk taker. He just played in, you know, within the construct of the game plan. And it seems like they're doing the exact same thing. And it's why there's a surprising team so far this year. A lot of people thought they were going to suck. They're going to be the worst team in football. They're not. They're not world beaters, but they're not a mistake-driven team. And they have a veteran quarterback. I think that's the advantage of playing Jacoby Brissett over Drake May, who would probably be trying to, I don't know, prove himself as a top five pick. They have a veteran, and it stabilizes them, and it makes it more challenging for a team that's still also trying to find its way in the Jets to beat them.
Yeah, it's funny. If Drake May was starting, even with only two games under his belt, no matter how impressive he would have looked in the first 2 weeks, I would actually have more confidence as a Jet fan because I know the young quarterback will probably do a handful of dumb things, rookie mistakes, things that you can certainly learn and
he
be better on.
He could see ghosts, Evan. Maybe he'd see ghosts tonight.
Why are you bringing up bad juju? Like, why?
No. Because it's time the Jets put the juju on the pads kind of spots.
But Sean,
their rookie quarterback.
But here's the thing, and I think Tiki would be very proud of me. We are 12 minutes into this radio program. The New York Jets are taking on the New England Patriots in the home opener at MetLife Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not once referred to the history, the tortured history between the New York Jets and the New England Patriots.
Right,
not one
I
time
more than you did. I said
you did.
You didn't even say it.
You did, exactly.
Amazing.
Right, because I think I'm over it. I really do. I think that. Shut up! I think that the combination of two minor things that maybe you thought were minor but actually turned out to be major. I think the combination of the Jets beating them last year, so the streak is over, and you can minimize that game last week of the year, who cares? It ruined your draft positioning. Fine, whatever. You know, we argue about that all the time. I don't get nuts about the draft positioning. Go win a football game. But I think ending the streak, Tiki, combined with, I trust this quarterback, and I have more trust in this team than I've had in a while. Plus, I'm not staring into Bill Belichick's eyes.
Right.
I think that combination has made me look at the Patriots as, yeah, they better beat them. And yeah, if they somehow lose tonight, I think my view on this will be very different tomorrow. But as of right now, they're just another football team. Right. Like, I don't have any fear towards that tortured history because of those two things I mentioned.
Yeah, they're just another good team that you have to play in the NFL. But they're just like any other team in the NFL. And if you play well, you'll win. So it makes it less of a historic type of game and more of a what are we doing right now type of game. And that's actually comforting, man. I got to tell you, that makes you feel good about your chances because you're not fighting demons.
Right,
ghosts, and it's got to... As ghost as Sean is trying to get you to say.
Yeah, well, all you guys are trying to get me to say that. Like, I'm not talking about Sam Darnold in 5 years ago.
It doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't,
but the ghost is gone.
I agree, and that's, though, the way I would look at this from a Jet fan. You're focused on winning every single game, week by week, in this league, but it is time for the Jets to establish the reverse dominance now.
Yeah.
This is a new era of Patriot football, and that could get started tonight for the Jets at home.
Okay, so let me address this, because I think what I thought in probably May or June, it's so much easier to have those football muscles in May and June when the schedule comes out as compared to a game day. So back in May and June, I would have probably said, I probably already had said, we got to kill them. We got to beat them by 40. We got to beat their daddies. Or what you just said, we've got to become like what they were to us for right. All of those years. And I know that I have said that in the past about Jets Patriots, that we got to take their soul. I think that's something I said 2 years ago. I don't feel that way right now because they're so irrelevant to me. Like, right now, it is about a football team that has to fight through the first 5 or 6 weeks where they are going to be flawed, where they are not going to be perfect, as we saw last week against Tennessee. And I want them to bag as many wins as they can. I don't care if it's 9-7. I don't care if it's 35-32. I don't care if it's 2-0. I really don't. Like, we'll talk the next day on the radio right. about the flaws that they need to improve on, like we did on Monday. But right now, I think my focus is so squarely as a fan of just getting as many wins as they can, not caring about the way it looks, and not being bloodthirsty for revenge. Like, that'll come with just winning. What the hell do you find so funny?
I'm going to think Tiki knows where I'm going here. I love what? That attitude, Evan, and I'm going to defend your attitude. I'm going to say you're absolutely right. You know why? Because you sound exactly like me all week when you've tried to push me on the Yankees-Astros thing. It's a new Astro team. It's a new Yankee team. It is not about the bloodthirst of them owning us in the past. You basically just did the Lou Gehrig debate series, but Sean, for the Jets and the Pats. So I don't know how you can argue with the Astro Sean, thing anymore because I'm with you.
Sean, that is, listen, we've worked together for a year and a half. And Tiki should be the fair judge on this. I think that's the single dumbest thing you've ever said to me. How could you compare the Patriots, now without Bill Belichick, far gone from Tom Brady, being a team that's projected to win 4.5 games this season, how could you compare that to a team that's been in the ALCS every year since, like, the first Trump administration, right? A team that, by the way, has the best record in baseball in the second half of the season. A team that's destined to go to the playoffs. There is, who still have Jose Altuve, who still have Alex Bregman. An Astro-Patriot comparison, single dumbest thing you've ever said.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, I'm just telling you from a fan's perspective, that's the way Yankee fans,
Tiki,
the way you and Jet fans should look at it. And by the way, I applaud you. You should view it that way.
Thank you, but it's not. Tiki, tell him he's an idiot. In a friendly way, of course.
It's football versus baseball. It's just so different, right? It's just... Yeah, football, true. You got to win a one-off. Baseball, you got to put together a series. It's just different. It's not the same. And
it's also, but they're so different, Teak. Like the New England Patriots. And look, I like Gerard Mayo. I mean, I like him as much as I like a human being. Obviously, yeah. He's coaching the wrong team.
Oh, seems like a good dude.
Sure, and I respect what he's trying to build there, and maybe he's going to build something solid there. I hope he doesn't, because obviously, I don't like the Patriots. They're a division rival, but they are so reset that it's different. Now, I'll give you this, Sean. And I'll give you this, Teak. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. If somehow I'm wrong about everything I'm saying, and we're walking in here on a Friday afternoon with the Jets coming off a loss to the New England Patriots, there is a damn good chance that all those horrible memories will come back up. And it will be up the same old, as we like to say. But as of right now, going into the game, they're completely different, and I'm not scared of them.
I don't blame you.
Evan, you wouldn't say the Mets are going to the playoffs, though. You are now a Jets season ticket holder. Before we get the calls, can you lead us in a J-E-T-S chant to get the night started?
Well, that's far different. It's not like I'm guaranteeing the Jets a Super Bowl.
Let's hear it. You're going to have to do this tonight. You're a season ticket holder. Jet fans are in the car waiting to get in those lots. It's their home opener. It's their redo of the Aaron Rodgers. You are the afternoon voice of Jet fans. What do you got for us?
All right, here we go. I'm going to stand up. I got my brand new Jet hat on. By the way, I'm wearing Breece Hall tonight. I've decided I'm going Breece Hall tonight. I was debating between Mo Lewis and Breece Hall because I think Mo Lewis is one of the most disrespected players in the history of the NFL. Oh, yeah. All the guy did was his job, and he gets criticized.
I mean, you can't wear the Mo Lewis tonight because if Jacoby Brissett takes a shot to the shoulder and in comes Drake May, you're setting up a bad spot.
Right.
I think it's the opponent that's making me not do it. But I love Mo Lewis. Like, if I was ever going to have a Jet podcast named after somebody, it would actually be the Mo Lewis. I'd say, all right, everybody, we're doing the Mo tonight. Actually kind of has a nice ring to it. Anyhow, here we go. Been working all day for Thursday night. Been all day for Thursday night. By the way, that should be the song.
Is that waiting still all the day song?
It's waiting all day for Sunday night, but that's not true. We're waiting all day for Thursday night.
Oh,
okay?
Got it. Do they do a song on Thursday night?
Yeah, it's some weird thing. It doesn't have a sim catch.
It's Amazon Prime. They're trying to figure it out. Here we go. And don't join in, Sean, because you're a freaking jinx, all right? Tiki's allowed to join in because he's friends with Nate Hackett. Okay?
Love Nate.
J-E-T-S! Jets! 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 Smoke that Patriot ass tonight!
Are those hand motions what you're supposed to be doing as well?
No, my hand motions were just an uncontrollable freak that I am in the middle of a Thursday afternoon. We'll get your calls coming up, 888-808-1019. We will make our pick on tonight's game. We have a short show. Why do we have a short show? Jazz Chisholm may not care about it, but the Yankees have a day game today after partying all night last night. For those that don't know, Jazz Chisholm during the party said, "We're partying. Who cares if we have a day game tomorrow?" I think he used an F word. And I thought it was tremendous. I thought it was awesome. And it's a part of why I love Jazz Chisholm. But we're on the air only until 3:30 today because the Yankees are taking on the Mariners. We'll get into the Yankee celebration. We'll also get into Brandon Nimmo begging us to show up to Met games over the weekend. And we'll make our NFL pick for tonight's game right at 3 o'clock. So there's a lot to do in a short period of time. The toll-free number is 888-808-1019. We are Evan and Tiki. On a game day.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Well, baseball appetizers going on before big football night and baseball night with the Mets taking on the Phillies. The Atlanta Braves are off to a big start against the Reds. They lead 5-1 as they try to remain, or maybe pick up ground on the Mets. They're two out coming into the day. They're up 5-1. The Yankees' new focus is closing out the American League East and closing out the number one seed in the American League. And last check, Cleveland is losing 2-1. The Yankees are up two games in the loss column on the Guardians. I know Sean is all over that. You want that number one seed badly.
Margot just doubled the center about 5 minutes ago and has given the Twins a 2-1 lead. So the Twins helping the Yankees going on 15 years. Let's go.
The Twins always help the Yankees. And obviously the Yankees are going to play a game today after partying last night. They take on the Mariners looking to sweep them. The starting lineup is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, and by Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. And there are no like big off days coming off of the celebration because there is still work to be done, wrapping up the AL East and wrapping up potentially the number one seed. So Glaber's leading off, Soto's in right, Judge's in center. The party animal himself, Jazz Chisholm, is cleaning up at third base. Giancarlo back in the lineup, DHing. Jason Dominguez in left, Rizzo at first, Trevino behind the plate, and Anthony Volpe bats ninth and plays shortstop. So no Alex Verdugo. Clark Schmidt on the mound for the Yankees as they look to sweep. It was a weird game last night. Clay Holmes blew it. What else is new? He's one blown save away now from the all-time Major League record. The Mariners commit some horrific base running. My guy, Julio Rodriguez, got very confused on a bat that came at his head, and he thought for a second, oh, it's a dead play. I can just mosey off third base. But luckily, Jazz Chisholm realized it and started screaming, throw me the ball. And Julio was out for the second out as he was the tying run on third in the 10th inning. And the Yankees were able to beat the Seattle Mariners and clinch a playoff spot. Congratulations, because that is an accomplishment. I think after last year, when you miss the playoffs and you realize that that can happen, it is a nice feeling to know that that accomplishment has been checked off the boxes and we know we're getting October baseball again.
Right. You almost take it for granted until it stops happening and didn't happen a year ago. And I remember the conversations we were having were basically, is it okay to be above 500? Is that an accomplishment?
Right.
And it just felt, I don't know, pathetic-y
for yes.
A team that is constantly in the postseason. So to be obviously locked in is a big deal, but there's still work to be done, obviously, because
luckily,
one overall seed is really important, you know, as we've talked about many times.
Well, yeah, because the Yankees have not had, keep this in mind, for all the years the Yankees make the playoffs, they make the playoffs all the time, blah, blah, blah. They have not had a number one seed, which means home field advantage throughout the American League playoffs, in more than a decade. They never had that in the Aaron Judge era. And I'll throw you this factoid. They have not lost a series in which they've had home field advantage in more than a decade. In fact, the last time, excluding the wild card loss to the Astros in 2015, I don't know if you want to count that as a series. If you do, fine. But if you want to conclude like real series, the last time the Yankees lost a playoff series in which they had home field advantage, you have to go back to the Derek Jeter gets hurt series against the Detroit Tigers. That is a long time ago.
Wow.
So there, it matters. Getting home field advantage. The Orioles have made winning the American League East a little bit easier because they are falling by the wayside to the part where that series next week may not even be that big. It may not even be that big of a series.
Yeah, the number's five now. Five back.
Yeah.
And it's just this, it doesn't feel like they have any momentum to push forward. And didn't we see yesterday? I don't know if we brought it there. They released Kimbrell.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, so he's terrible.
Right. He's been bad. And so it's stripping down and getting rid of the non-essentials. And maybe that sends a message. Maybe it's a, well, if you're not performing, we have no use for you. But it just feels like they don't have the oomph to get right.
The bad news for the Met fan as they go into a huge night tonight, and tonight is definitely a challenging night for the Met Jet fan with them almost playing at the same time. The Atlanta Braves are going to win today. They now lead 8-1 on the Cincinnati Reds. So for the Mets to maintain a two-game lead, they will have to keep the winning going tonight against the Philadelphia Phillies. And one real quirk, and we'll get to your calls on everything. The Mets, the Yankees, the Jets, obviously a lot going on. Tonight's Met game is a Fox game. Okay, it's not on SNY. It is a Fox-exclusive game. Tonight's Jets game is an Amazon Prime game. Well, the way the Amazon Prime thing works, as well as Monday Night Football, is that you need to be on quote-unquote free TV in the local market. So, yes, the Jets are on Amazon Prime, and maybe you'll watch it that way, but it's also going to be on free TV. The free TV channel that the Mets are going to be on is Fox 5, which means the Mets, who are on Fox 5, are being bumped to Channel 9. With the Fox broadcast. So I just want to help unconfuse people who may be confused tonight. The New York Jets are on Fox. The Mets are supposed to be on Fox, but they're being moved to Channel 9, even though it's a Fox broadcast. We all good? Good with that?
Makes sense.
Dynamite job by the MLB on Fox getting that New York market tonight, only to have to bump them.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those. Tonight felt like one of those nights where people were just going to be flipping until they found it.
Yeah.
No idea. One, two, three, four, five. Oh, there it is.
But Sean is so right. Like, guys, Fox is so excited. We got Mets Phillies on a Thursday night. Meanwhile, I guess they get credit for it. I'm not sure how that works, the advertisers and all that. But it's not on Fox.
Right.
It's on Fox, but it's not on Fox.
You know what? And Fox will get a better rating in New York with the Jet game on tonight anyway. So it works out. But
no,
basically, football. Mets and Phillies are being treated like a Nets-Grizzlies game in April now. Just bumped over to Channel 9.
But in Philadelphia, no, it'll be on Fox.
Yes. Yeah, so in the local market. That's why these Amazon Prime games, like, yeah, for all of us on Thursday night, we have to watch Amazon Prime. But when the Giants or Jets are playing, there's always a local broadcast of it.
Yeah.
And that's been that way for a long time, even before the streaming services. Just if a game's on ESPN, it also needs to be on a local channel as well. Let's get to some of your calls. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Mario in Long Beach. How you doing today, Mario?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Great show, as always.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, just wanted to, you know, something very interesting. You were talking about Rodgers before, and I believe he was saying, well, even in the MVP season, I just looked up his last two MVP seasons, 2020, 2021. The guy, and I, for an example, compared it to Patrick Mahomes. He blows Patrick Mahomes away on those 2 years. Listen to this. 85 touchdowns and 9 interceptions in a 2-year period.
Yeah, that was
8,500 yards.
Right, that's really been his MO. He just doesn't turn the ball over. And
listen to this real quick, and I'll let you go. I didn't have a lot of calls. Patrick Mahomes at 65-19, which is 3.42 interception to touchdown ratio.
Right.
Not even close.
Right.
All
right.
Time, Aaron Rodgers so far ahead of anybody in touchdowns. Not even close. He's 4.49. I believe two. What is considered good, Tiki? I believe two. I'll listen to your answer. Two. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mario.
Great is one, right? 2 years ago, when Daniel Jones led the league in interception
percentage,
along with Jalen Hurts, I think they were tied. They were at 1.1. That's elite. But under two is really damn good.
Yeah. So Aaron,
and that's Aaron Rodgers basically his entire career.
Absolutely, and that's a part of, look, I don't think he's going to throw 48 touchdown passes. I don't think he's going to throw 40 touchdown passes, and he doesn't necessarily.
I don't know, man. If he keeps chunking it to the running back and they take it in on a, I mean, maybe.
I guess. Right? Look, if that happens, great. I'm not saying that I don't want it to happen. I'm just saying if I had to predict, it's probably not going to happen. I think the most exciting part about him, though, is if you look at some of his career numbers, and this is the part that I hope doesn't change with age, is that interception percentage that you talked about.
Right.
He led the league in interception percentage, being the lowest, 6 times in his NFL career, usually under 1%. Now, a few years ago, his last year in Green Bay, he didn't have a good year. He turned the ball over a lot. He threw 12 interceptions, which was a career high. So hopefully that's not something that continues this year. But even if he's not throwing 45 touchdown passes or 40 touchdown passes, that's a part of the edge that they have on a night like tonight that I have confidence that my quarterback is not going to turn the ball over, and it's a part of his greatness.
I think it washes a little bit because of the discipline in New England, and obviously by Jacoby Brissett. He also is one of those, you know, not going to take overly stupid risk and put his team in harm's way. But I think the Aaron Rodgers interception, I try to figure it out. Like, why is he not a big interception thrower, despite taking a lot of shots? And I think it's because where he tries to place balls on down the field, right? It's either out of bounds or in my wide receiver's hands. If it's on the back shoulder, the defensive back really doesn't have a play on it. And these shorter routes, he gets rid of the ball so fast that as a defender, you don't really even know that it's coming. Like, his release is so quick. So I think I think just the mechanics of how he throws the ball make it less likely to be intercepted. Whereas some of these other guys, like Daniel Jones, for instance, over the last couple of years, he has a slow release sometimes, and his decision is late. If you're keying on him as a defender, you can take advantage of that. Even if you're keying on Aaron Rodgers, it's hard to get to where he's getting, you know, trying to put the ball.
Let's go to Artie calling from Rockland. Good afternoon, Artie.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Listen, guys, I'm perplexed by two things that are going on in Yankee land.
Go ahead.
The first thing that I'm perplexed with is everybody seems to think it's a foregone conclusion that Glaber will not be tendered a contract by the Yankees next year. This guy, since they put him in the leadoff batter position, he's batting about 350. He's got speed. He's got great discipline at the plate. He sees five pitches per average per at-bat. He's a terrific ball player since he got his head screwed on right. Why is it a foregone conclusion that he will not be a Yankee next
year? Hold on, do the second thing, and then we'll get to both. Go ahead, fine.
How do we keep putting in Calamity Clay Holmes with a one-run lead when everybody else in that bullpen is 20 times better than him? Why do they keep doing that?
They're trying to salvage him. That's the easy one with Clay Holmes. And so they put him
in. You can't salvage him. He throws hanging balls like it's going out of style.
Artie, I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. And you saw
Thank
it
you,
last
Artie.
Night.
I appreciate it.
But they put him in a non-high-leverage situation.
No, it was a high-leverage situation.
Well, not really, because the inning it was in, it was the seventh inning. So it's different. It's not like he's trying to close the game.
He's trying to
hold on to a lead. He's trying to get a hold, which is very different than putting him in Ian Hamilton situation at the end of the game, you know, in the 10th inning, right? He didn't put him
brought him into a game with guys on base and two outs. Now, to Clay's credit, he actually got the out after a walk.
I know.
So he actually succeeded at first in the situation that Booney put him in the 7th inning, cleaning up the little issue that Tommy Cainley started.
The problem was him in for the 8th.
Yeah, and he gives up a home run. And that's where he becomes Calamity Clay. Look, I think Clay Holmes is dancing with an issue that Aaron Boone is going to have to face. He's clearly not the closer anymore. We know that. He's not. I think it's obvious that Luke Weaver is the guy that Boone trusts the most. And even if he's not going to name him official closer, because I think last night's a different situation. It's a tie game on the road, and you're trying to win. And they asked Luke Weaver to get five outs, and he did. So that's not – I would use my closer in a spot like that, even if I don't have a lead. So I wouldn't label him a closer. I'd say, which reliever do I trust the most? And I think in the case of Aaron Boone, the answer to that question is Luke Weaver. So Clay Holmes has been delegated, as you said, to lower leverage situations, even if 1-0 lead in the 7th inning is a pretty high leverage spot.
Right.
But he continues to be so inconsistent that you may have to lower him away from that too, where you can't even use him in a one-run game in the 7th inning.
Then what's the point? What's his point?
He may not be on the postseason roster, Teague.
Because you're going to have two starting pitchers that might deserve better roles than Clay Holmes, too.
Yeah. I think he's pitching himself off the Yankee postseason roster, absolutely. Because think about it. Tommy Cainley, Luke Weaver, Ian Hamilton, Jake Cousins, those are all relievers right now that you trust more than Clay Holmes. And as Sean said, you're going to move a few starters to your bullpen that you also may give opportunities
to. We already know Stroman's doing that, right?
Yes.
And maybe Nestor as well. So there's going to end up not being space for him. And it kind of sucks considering he was an all-star this year, but it's just the reality of where he is right now. It is not reliable enough for them to trust him.
Yeah, he is becoming, I'll give you a Met comparison for the Met fans listening who don't watch the Yankees. He's Adam Ottavino. That's what he's becoming. Adam Ottavino was once asked over the last 2 years to get a lot of big outs for the Mets and had pitched well at times. But he was so inconsistent over the course of this season that Adam is still on the roster, But Adam only comes in to blow out situations. And I think Clay Holmes is pitching his way into that spot. But where if you're Aaron Boone, but you can't go to him.
Do that. He can't even do that.
Well, 8-1, you can go to him. Sure.
Yeah, but he's not going to pitch for, you know, two innings or three innings. So it's just different.
Right, you're only using him for an inning, yeah.
Yeah, and the most baffling thing is he used to never give up home runs. Now he's just like every moment where he can't give up a home run, he gives up a home run.
He can't get his confidence back. That's what it is. You know what? He never was a big-time strikeout pitcher anyway. His confidence is shot, and it's fine. By the way, I don't think he's unsalvageable. Matter of fact, it may benefit the Yankees with his free agency year coming up that he may not get a monster deal, and they could bring him back, and he ends up being all right. But for this year, I think the story is closed on Clay Holmes.
Yeah, I think he—and right now, he's writing a story of not being on the postseason roster. This final week and a half for the Yankees has moved from pennant race, this is crazy, to, in all likelihood, roster evaluation time. And as far as Glaber's concerned, we all do this. Okay, I do this. Everybody does this. Tiki does it. Sean does it. We all look at a player in the middle of a season, react to their season, and say, that guy's gone at the end of the year. That guy needs to be extended at the end of the year. Gleyber Torres right now has played very well as the leadoff hitter. Do Yankee fans trust him? No, not really. Do they still fear that he's going to make a big miscue in a big spot in the postseason and cost them a game? Yes. So when you say it's a foregone conclusion, he's gone at the end of the year, let the season play out, because I guarantee you something's going to happen in October that's either going to make a host of Yankee fans say, we got to keep this guy, ALCS MVP, how can we let him go? Or, probably more likely, he's going to do something so boneheaded-y that you'll never want to see him as a New York Yankee ever again.
Look, never say never on bringing Gleyber back, but the idea of bringing Gleyber back has less to do with boneheaded plays and ability and more to do with the fact that we're just listening to our owner and we're under the assumption he is not going to go spending crazy on free agency. As if the Yankees sign Juan Soto, we're basically operating under the assumption they're not signing anybody else back, and that's kind of the deal.
Jeff is in South Florida. What's up, Jeff? How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, man?
Good. What's up?
Yeah, that was interesting. You mentioned about when you said about Gleyber Torres. A New York team would never let their second baseman that won at LCS MVP go.
Trust me, as I said it, I was thinking about the same thing. I was thinking about all the MVPs that actually the Mets and Yankees have let go. Hideki Matsui was the World Series MVP. They let him go. And obviously, you're referring to Daniel Murphy. Yes, they let him go. Yes.
Yeah. Ray Knight, obviously, was let go before. Yeah. Yeah. But
John Wetland, if you want to go back to 96. Like, there's a lot of them, actually.
Yeah, I think that one worked out with who replaced him. But
yeah, that one did work out, yes. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
you just have to I'm not always a little worried, but I get the two converging trends here with the Rogers, for previous home game ending the way it did in the last game they played against the Patriots at home without Belichick as a coach. You have that Testaverde going down. So I just, first hope that Rogers completes the pass, makes it through the game, but this is just, it's another game. Rodgers doesn't, like to say, is not going to be able to score too much unless we give him short field. So, they just grind it out, win a low-scoring game, and have a, time to rest the guys that are hurting on defense, especially.
So a couple of things, and thank you for the call, man. I don't know why, but 2 weeks in, I think I'm past worrying about Aaron Rodgers' health every time he drops back. I think that was a thing, Tiki, for me the first week of the season because it's new. We hadn't seen the guy play all last year. I felt that way about Durant, too, when he first came back. Every time he'd go up for a jump shot, it's like, oh, my God, is his Achilles okay? And I think it was the same thing with Aaron Rodgers through that first week. Last week, it felt like I didn't even think about it. When he took a big hit, it goes through your mind. And I know it's the scene of the crime, obviously, from a year ago, MetLife Stadium, prime time, the light show and all that. So there's certainly a lot of kind of eeriness towards it. But I think once the game starts, I don't know about you, I'm past thinking about his health every single time he's dropping back to pass.
Yeah, and I think the other thing that mitigates that that thought process is that the Jets offensive line has been amazing. They have the best pressure rate against in the National Football League. Only 20% of dropbacks. I just got my notes from CBS. Their offensive line has been exactly as advertised. And for an older
quarterback, you have to have that, and they've had it. So you give them credit for getting finally that part, that piece of their scheme correct. Aaron Rodgers isn't under pressure, so it's been awesome for him, and so he can just operate without having to like think about moving quickly. You know what I mean? That sudden,
yes,
you know, dash away. He'll just take the sack, which is, and he's only been a couple of times, so he's been fortunate because the O-line has been so damn good.
Yeah, and I want to congratulate somebody because I know that sometimes awards feel dumb. It doesn't feel really, really important. This one does feel important. I want to congratulate Braylon Allen because what he was able to do by winning the NFL Rookie of the Week honors is a really, really awesome accomplishment, and he deserves it. And I can't think of any other rookie. I mean, I'm trying to rack my brain. Like, is there anybody that would deserve it this past week specifically over Braylon? And I don't think there's anybody. So I think it was a clear, obvious victory for Braylon. I think it's a wonderful honor, and it's just well-deserved. So, Sean, you should congratulate him, too.
Sean's ahead. Not taking the bait.
Go congratulate Braylon Allen on winning Rookie of the Week because he deserved it.
Evan, I got to be honest with you. You've pantsed me. I don't even know what you're trying to get at me about.
I'm not trying to get you at anything.
Oh, I get it now. You know what's funny, Evan? I don't even consider Malik Nabers a rookie. He's so great. Wow. It took me a while. You know what I'm thinking to myself? I'm like, Drew Phillips plays defense. That would be
bad. You didn't think about that at all, the fact that Malik Nabers put up these awesome numbers?
It took me a second, too, but I did get it.
I swear to you, and this is not to be a troll, I like forget Malik Nabers is a rookie already because we've talked about him so endlessly and we've already anointed him how great he is. But right, you're right. Yeah, true. He probably should have deserved it.
Right.
The way this works, and I know it doesn't matter, but the reason I bring it up is not really to bust Sean's balls. Okay, maybe just a little bit, slightly, is that Braylon Allen wanted to win this thing. Like, there's
he
video of
to
him.
Win.
He did. He said he wants that rookie belt. Oh, come on, Jet fans. And okay, you vote. That's how you do it. You vote.
I got it. And I didn't realize it was a voting thing. I thought it was a writer's thing.
No, it's a fan vote. They come up with six rookies who deserved, you know, consideration.
Oh,
so Malik was one of them then, correct?
Malik Nabers was one of them.
Mm-hmm. Now, had he caught that fourth down pass, maybe Giant fans would have hit the button a little quicker.
I agree,
honestly,
by the way.
I, just to be fair,
yeah.
I guess, yeah, he had two touchdowns. One rushing, one receiving. I guess it's right, but Brock Bowers also had a hell of a game.
He was nominated,
of course.
Well, here's what it comes down to, Teak. It comes down to what
a huge win. I mean, sure, the Jets were supposed to win. The Raiders were massive dogs.
Well, this comes down to a
on the
fan
road,
base
where they never win.
Okay,
Raiders
that's fine.
Never win in Baltimore. I think they were 1-6 or something over the last seven.
I love this because Evan thought he was getting me, and instead he's pissed off Tiki on Brock Bowers.
Yeah, like this is a
screw job.
Well,
I didn't even think about it until we started talking more about it. I mean, obviously Malik Nabers couldn't win because the Giants lost.
Well, right? No, people. Like, people
you can
vote.
Have an epic game, but if you don't help your team win, what's the damn point?
People
so,
vote. So
I know they
Jet
vote.
Fans voted. Giant fans had no motivation to vote.
Because they lost. Giant fans aren't going to vote for Malik Nabers
right
after losing to the Commanders.
What if he asked, though? Like, Braylon Allen asked us to, and I listened because I like Braylon Allen. He's a good kid. He's only 20 years old.
We called him out for asking for individual accolades after losing.
Yeah, that's kind of cringe.
You can't do that.
after dropping a pass that cost you the game, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's fair.
Wait, who are the other three, then?
I honestly don't remember.
So he only set it up just to crush Nabers.
Yes, he did. I didn't set it up to...
I'm trying to figure out why Brock Bowers, who was, I mean, he's been phenomenal the first 2 weeks.
Because Jet fans were passionate.
College football history, 2-time Mackey Award winner, which is I'm the only person in the history to do it.
We're going to the Mackey Award.
Right. He would have been a first round pick if he could have come out as a freshman. That dude is so good.
Why are you so bitter about Brock Bowers not winning this dopey award?
I think
award?
It probably is Braylon Allen.
Thank you.
But statistically, it's coming. Brock Bowers had 100, almost 100 yards and a touchdown and a massive upset win against one of the representatives in the AFC Championship last year.
Okay. Braylon Allen is 20 years old. He can't even drink a beer if we gave it to him.
Right. And he caught a touchdown pass from a 40-year-old.
I know. Is that badass?
I think Tiki likes Brock Bowers more than he likes Nate Hackett. This is some revelation.
And the Jets could have had Brock Bowers, as we all know.
I mean,
things could have gone very, very differently. We'll come back and make our pick for tonight's game. We'll mix in some of your calls as well, 888-808-1019. And did the Yankees party just a little bit too much last night? We'll discuss. Evan and Tiki here on The Fan on a very busy game day Thursday in New York City. It is
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Time to make our NFL pick for tonight. Of course, we do this every Thursday, every Friday, every Monday. I guess we do it a lot these days because there's a lot of football. And our picks are brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the NFL and the New York Giants. Bud Light, easy to Sunday, easy to enjoy by ELEC 825, Building Our Future, and by Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Visit samwellpain.com. I'm back where I'm always at, in first place in the pick segment at 6-4. Tommy Lugauer is 5-5. Tiki Barber is actually on a run. You've won two out of your last three. You're up to 2-8. And Sean Morash is putting together the perfect season. He's 0-10.
And I could tell I'm 0-10 because this morning I got a very nice offer from your friends over at FanDuel. A deposit match in week three of the football season, which usually means please keep paying us.
Yes. So, Sean, because you're 0-10, we'll let you to kick off the festivities. The betting line that we have, courtesy of FanDuel, is the New York Jets -6.5. So that's the number we're playing off. Sean, kick it off.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny. I feel so similarly about this Jet game as I did versus the Tennessee Titans, where everybody's expecting some kind of blowout, and in the end, it is going to be crunch time nail-biting in the fourth quarter. The problem is, I took the Titans last week with the points, and it was that kind of game, and the Jets still ended up covering. So my lean here is, the Jet fan deserves tonight. Aaron Rodgers, in all honesty, whether I hate him or not, he deserves tonight. And by no means do I think this is going to be some kind of 41-10 thumping step on the throats. I think the game's going to be ugly. I don't think Jacoby Brissett's going to turn the ball over. Both teams are going to run the heck out of the ball. But in the end, the Jets are going to win and cover like 23-13. So give me the Jetsies laying the points.
Wow. Taking the Jets for only the first time this season, if memory serves correct. No, actually, you took the Jets week one, didn't you?
Yeah.
I did. You're
That's right, because you're 0-10, so you obviously got it wrong. Tiki Barber at 2-8. Your pick.
I agree with Sean. You know me. I'm homers to the teams I cover and like. And so the Jets, give me them with the points. I think Aaron Rodgers puts on a clinic tonight. And when you have a run game and an offensive line playing as good as they are, it's hard to lose at home. So give me the Jets as well.
All right. Wow. Both picking the New York Jets. Let me get to myself. Look, here's a bottom line. I'm going to leave in probably about a half hour. The more I think about traffic, the more I think about how I better not miss anything, I'm going to be in my car in about 35 minutes. I am as fired up for this game as I've been in a very long time. It's the home opener. It's the idea of kind of exercising the demons of primetime a year ago. Yes, it's the New England Patriots. It's a chance for the New York Jets to be 2-1 for the first time since 2015. Wow. Think about that for a second. This decrepit franchise that I happen to love has not even been merely 2-1 since the fart in the wind season. That's what I call it, 2015. First year of Todd Bowles, and they choked the final week of the year against the Buffalo Bills. So it's a fart in the wind because it was the one random year where they were actually competent, but most other years they're not. So they have a chance to be 2-1 for the first time. And I am fired up and I'm excited. But as I laid out earlier, we are going to sweat tonight. This is not going to be easy. I can especially see the Patriots being able to run the football a lot early in this game. This has been a bugaboo early in games over the first few weeks, and the Patriots have run the ball incredibly well, including with Ramondre Stevenson. So I think that trend's going to continue. And I think I'm going to be dropping a lot of F-bombs tonight. And I think that Joe Meningo is going to be dropping a lot of F-bombs tonight. And I think that at halftime, when we're all congregated trying to go to the bathroom, there's going to be a lot of worry and a lot of concern. But at the end of the day, I think Aaron Rodgers and this Jet offense will find a way to bail out a defense that struggles early and steps up slightly towards the end, including forcing one big Jacoby Brissett turnover. But they are not covering. They are winning this game late on a field goal by Greg the Leg. And we're going to be thrilled. We're going to be relieved. Morash is going to mock me and say, what a bunch of losers. You're celebrating like you won a Super Bowl. Meanwhile, you won a football game 23-20. But I think that's what's going to happen tonight. So when you hear Evan took the Patriots getting the 6.5, I don't think the Jets are losing this game tonight. But I think it's going to be ugly. I think it's going to be concerning. But I think at the end of the day, as ugly as it may be, they are going to pull it out. So I am actually going against Sean Morash and Tiki Barber. I am taking the New England Patriots getting the 6.5. Now, my understanding is that Tommy Lugauer didn't want to come to work today, so somebody's got to make the pick for him. I have no idea who that is.
It's Bad Tiki filling in for Tommy Lugauer while he is out getting his highlights done and his Mets jacket bedazzled. Positive Tommy, more like repetitive Tommy. Get a new gimmick, you tired clown. Well, look who's back at the helm. Hey, Evan, Tiki, Sean, how are you guys? Just kidding, I don't care. No one cares. It's Bad Tiki's turn to talk. But don't worry, I'll try not to ruin the show more than you already do on a daily basis. But hey, thanks for keeping the seat warm before a real talent like me steps in. Now let's get to Thursday Night Football. Jets versus Patriots at MetLife. Analyzing. Now, the Jets, they've got a solid defense, young talent, and all those delusional fans who think this is their year. The Patriots suck now. I don't even know who is on their team. This is an easy one. I really love the Jets. But wait, hold up. Oh, what's this? Evan Roberts and his good buddy Joe Benigno will both be at the game at the same time. Two sorry freaks in the same stadium analyzing a Jets fan catastrophe in the making. I promise you the universe can't handle that much loser energy in one place. Jets fans, buckle up. I'm taking the Patriots to stomp your dreams into the turf. Take the Patriots to cover the number. This is going to be an ugly one. Sorry, Jets fans. Thank the crusty redhead and old sausage for this one. Oh, Daw Payne, bro. The pick is in. Bad Tiki rules. That's my pick. And if you don't like it, you can call me Michel Scalisi and Come Get Some. Bad Tiki out.
Wow. That was a lot better than Tommy's pick, I must say.
Oh, that was epic.
Thank you, Bad Tiki, for a very special appearance, an early appearance. He usually joins us Thursdays at 4:30. He decided, hey, it's a quick show. I got to pop on anyway. Mm. And, of course, Bad Tiki is brought to you by Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com. And as Bad Tiki said, and as Michelle says, come get some.
Wow.
So, Ben, does that count as a loogie pick, by the way?
I think it
does.
Absolutely counts as a loogie pick.
I will say this. Loogie confided in me 2 days ago. One of the biggest reasons he was going to take the Patriots tonight was, in fact, because Evan and Joe are both in the building. So, Bad Tiki was pretty aligned, at least, with that. So, I think this has to count as a loogie pick.
You hate the Jets. Better.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're right. I think somehow, maybe that's the beauty of Bad Tiki. That's the beauty of being that crazy kind of AI. Like, he read the mind of the person who usually makes the pick, Tommy Lugauer. So, yeah, I guess that officially does count as a Tommy Lugauer / Bad Tiki pick. We're split on the Jets-Patriot game. We are live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Tonight is such a difficult night, personally, because I'm going to the Jets game. And the idea of DVRing the Met game, that's not realistic. I can't do that on a night like tonight.
Wait, so what are you doing?
It's a great question. So I'm doing something very, very rare that I do. I am not scoring the game, so my zebra pen is getting the night off. And I'm going to have the Met game on my tablet while I'm at the Jet game. Now, remember, the Met game starts at 7:15. The Jet game starts about an hour later. Pace of play. Met game should be over by the time the first half is over. So there will be a first half. And I'm sure there'll be people checking out with me where the Met game will be on my lap and the Jet game will be on in front of me.
You're going to be popular.
Oh,
you're going to be popular at your first Jet game, Evan.
Yes.
I also have really bad news for Evan.
Don't tell me the Wi-Fi is bad. Don't tell me that.
At MetLife Stadium, when there's 80,000 people all on their phones trying to use the Wi-Fi, it is by far, and this isn't a knock on MetLife, it's just the reality, the hardest to ever stream anything you want. I've tried it with Red Zone and my Sunday Ticket at Giant games. You are going to get nonstop frustrating buffering, and I'm just going to tell you, pal, especially the higher up you go in that stadium, you're screwed on watching this Met game tonight.
All right, so my backup plan is I'll listen to Howie Rose describe it to me. I mean,
That's actually probably better.
That probably is better because then my eyes can remain directed on the football game and not have to dart back and forth.
Right.
But what's really difficult is not only not watching the Met game, I'm not scoring the Met game. And I score every single Met game outside of the ones that are, you know, on while we're broadcasting. And as you guys know, when I score a Met game, I use my zebra pen. That's the pen I trust the most. That's the pen I used last night when the New York Mets completely destroyed the Philadelphia Phillies by a final score of 10-0. I love my zebra pen. So as this march towards hopefully October continues, that's the one pen I trust. It doesn't smear. It feels comfortable in my hand. I trust the zebra, and so can you. So check out Zebra Pen. It's the pen I use for my scorebook. You can use it for whatever you write with as well. By the way, very important, a limited number of additional seats have been released for the Odyssey's 11th annual We Can Survive at Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey on September 28th, 2024. Performances by Justin Timberlake, New Kids on the Block, Tate McRae, Benson Boone, Khalid, and Isabella Rossi. You can buy tickets right now before they sell out. Head on over to Ticketmaster right now to check that out. Last night when the Yankees clinched a playoff spot, I think we'd all agree, you have no problem with them celebrating, right? You got no problem with them going partying last night?
No, I mean, it was funny because yesterday when we were talking about this, I was popping the champagne and having a big party. I wasn't even thinking about the day game that was following. Obviously, I knew there was a day game, but I didn't put it together in my head. So, yes, they've made the postseason, and they're likely to win the division because the Baltimore Orioles are just fading. But the number one seed is still in play. Or actually, it's theirs for the taking.
Sure, sure.
The last thing you want to do is go drop a game tonight, simply, or to this afternoon in whatever, an hour,
because you were partying all night last night. It kind of doesn't make sense. I'm glad I questioned the champagne.
But
we do have a day game tomorrow. Guess what? I could care less about that.
Right? Come on,
Jazz.
That's
Jazz, by the way. I love that.
What time was that video?
That was probably at around 12:30, 1 a.m., kind of in that range.
Wow. So
I mean, Eastern reality. Time, it's 10:30.
Because you've done this. You've done this. I know I've done this. Maybe Evan, you have not done this. But when you drink that late, even if you go to bed and you sleep for, I don't know, 8 hours, it's not good sleep. Especially with alcohol coursing through your system. There's a good chance you're going to have an upset stomach. Your head's going to be heavy. Your eyes are going to be watery. Yeah. And you're not going to want to do anything.
And Seattle's not exactly bacon, egg, and cheese Gatorade territory.
That's exactly right.
I think you guys are very, very wrong about this. First of all, over the course of 162 games, you don't think Jazz Chisholm and any other baseball player may have a night where they hang out a little bit later than they originally planned, and there happens to be a day game the following day. Sure. You don't think there's a Friday night in New York City in which New York athletes, baseball players I'm talking about specifically, who have a very good night after said baseball game, and then they got to play 1 o'clock at Yankee Stadium. Like, I don't think this is a foreign thing, and I also think they deserve this. They just accomplished something. They made the postseason. And this game today, while sure it has a level of importance, the Orioles are actually winning right now. Mm. They have a 1-run lead in the 8th inning, so the Orioles are trying to fight back, make things interesting going into next week. But let's not act like nobody's familiar with playing baseball with a hangover. Like, yeah, but it happens.
25 guys, and also they knew last night. I don't have a problem with champagne, like, celebrations. They knew last night they took a 5-game lead on the Orioles. I think they could have made a consensus decision and said, we're winning this division, let's wait a little bit. Having the day game, I'll tell you what's actually worse. You know what? You want to do it, that's fine. And I love getting inside looks at something. And I think Jazz has been awesome since coming here. I don't think we needed the Instagram Live to kind of give us any meat on the bone to kind of think something was
especially
up.
Especially if they play like dogs today.
Yeah, exactly.
I could care less about that.
Jazz is getting 2 hits today. I'm convinced of it. Jazz is going to have a big day today. And you guys are going to be forced to come on the radio tomorrow and apologize to him. Because
I hope he does.
I only apologize if it's a home run.
you're raising the bar, bro.
I'm raising the bar. Dude, you're going to party epically? You want an apology from me? You better play epically.
I did find it odd, though, in that whole video, the two guys that seemed to party the hardest, like if I was ranking party harding, Jazz Chisholm and Jason Dominguez, two guys who have not been here for 150 games.
Yeah, well, I think a part of that is that it's very special for them. Jazz Chisholm, I know he was on a playoff team, I guess, last year with the Marlins, right? Didn't the Marlins make the playoffs last year?
They did. Mm-hmm. They made the playoffs and were the primetime wild card series with the Phillies.
I'm thinking about that. It's like, what? The Marlins? So I guess he has experienced it before, but I think it's sometimes extra special for those that have not experienced it a lot. Like Aaron Judge has experienced it a lot. And I do want to quote Frank Cashin. Frank Cashin was, of course, the former general manager of the New York Mets in the mid-80s. He's kind of hated by some Met fans, but also beloved because he built the team. But then many Met fans accuse him of ripping the team apart. So there's this legendary story, Tiki. I think you'll appreciate this.
Okay.
That Frank Cashin was like this very uptight guy. He's wearing a bow tie and was all dressed up. And it's after the Mets. I think it's when they either won the World Series or they won the pennant. I'm not sure which one. Doesn't even matter. And they're celebrating. Everybody's having a good time. It's the champagne party. And a player, and I forget who the player was. My dad could probably remind me. I think it was like a bottom-of-the-barrel reliever or a bottom-of-the-roster bench player comes up to Frank Cashin and pours champagne all over his head. Just dumps it on him. And Cashin looks at Tim McCarver, who was interviewing him, looks into the camera and says, you know, it's those who do the least that party the hardest. And there, Tiki, be honest with me. Yeah. That probably happened in the locker room. You guys win the NFC, and there was probably some, like, backup special teams who was probably partying the most.
But there was no, like, I don't remember there being a celebration in the locker room. I remember there being, like, random dudes in the locker room, like actors and stuff. And
really?
And yeah, just random people. Like, what the hell are you doing in here? One guy was like, oh, man, great game. I saw you last night. I'm like, you didn't see me. You saw my brother. Who thought it was me.
I don't remember it being like this bash with alcohol and everything. Maybe in the parking lot, because that's where, you know, the families were and hanging out, and that's where people would tailgate. Because our back then, old Giant Stadium, the players' lot was right next to the regular lot, but it was fenced, so you couldn't get in it. But we would hang out in there, you know, for a couple hours after the game sometimes, simply because we didn't want to drive through the traffic. So maybe outside of the locker room. I don't remember it being like this massive celebration in the locker room. I don't know why. I just remember random people in our locker room after that championship game against the Minnesota Vikings in 2000.
I was going to say 2011, the Giants won the Super Bowl, and they have this famous video of them partying, getting on the plane partying, and it's Andre Brown making the song, I Got a Ring. He was on the practice squad the whole year.
That's so what I'm saying.
He was the guy celebrating the hardest after that Super Bowl.
And I don't want to equate Dominguez and Jazz to that, because they're very important players for the Yankees postseason run. So they're not like necessarily the best examples, but whenever there's a team celebrating, I always look at who's partying the hardest, and I think of Frank Cashin, because there is some truth to what he actually said, which is Aaron Judge is calm. He's having a good time. The Juan Soto was partying pretty good. Like, he was dancing in the middle of his interview with Meredith. And one other thing Jazz said last night, and this is why I really like Jazz. You know, obviously, we'll have fun with that clip. I don't care about the game the next day. Jazz also said, we're going to win the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Jazz Chisholm said yesterday. And yeah. I respect the hell out of that, because very few athletes have the guts to say something like that. Now, you got to back it up, and obviously this isn't a one-man show. Jazz Chisholm could have a great postseason. Doesn't mean the Yankees are going to win the World Series, but he also could have a major impact on that. I love that trade. We talked about it at the time. I think the prediction I made to you a week before the trade happened was, that guy comes to New York, he becomes a star. Whether it's the Mets or the Yankees, I think some people are just made for this city, and they almost need that to put them over the top. I don't know if I've been proven right yet, because I don't know if he's a star yet, but I think he's on his way, bro.
He's got the energy for New York, though, that's for sure. And he embraces it. He loves it. You can just feel it.
He absolutely
performs on a big stage, and he some people are just made for the big stage. And
he feels that way.
Jazz.
Yeah, he feels that way. Now, one last thing, because I noticed this last night, I think we all did, after the Met game, Brandon Nimmo called fans out. Wrestling promo style.
How many were there? It was over 30 last night, right?
They had a great crowd last night. They also had, because I can't leave this out, Tiki, I need to be honest, they also had a great giveaway last night.
Oh.
They had a reversible hoodie that is so badass that I need to, like, email my season ticket rep and say I couldn't make it last night.
Oh,
can I get an extra reversible hoodie?
It is amazing that it's plus 10,000 for giveaways. It's just unbelievable that is an actual factor.
Well,
and I guess maybe it's just because people find the date of the giveaway and buy tickets beforehand, regardless of what the circumstances are of the season. You know what I mean? Like the thing. I mean, this is crunch time for them, so
it matters.
But it seems like people bought those tickets a while ago, and they're going to go simply because they're getting a giveaway.
Well, I think a lot of people have to, because I've talked to a lot of people who have taken this whole thing personal. The discussion on Met attendance, very personal. Like, well, you know why I didn't go to a Tuesday night game? It's $80 to park. And I totally get that. And I think people can't take it personal. It's not about one person. It's about, hey, in general, there's a lot of empty seats. Why? So it's not about attacking the individual. I think that most human beings have to make decisions on which games they're going to go to. They can't go to every freaking game.
Right.
I can't even go to every freaking game. I used to be that guy. I can't do that anymore. I've got to make decisions. And if you're making a decision to invest a lot of money and a lot of time to go to a game, you're going to do it sometimes based on the opponent. You're going to do it sometimes based on the day of the week. And sometimes, you're going to do it based on what the hell they're giving you.
Yeah.
And that was a badass giveaway last night. But I respect Brandon Nimmo for calling the fans out, because that's what he wants. What I don't respect are you hypocrites out there. If you're going to defend Brandon Nimmo, don't mock other teams in this town when they try to get people to show up.
And you know exactly
who you are, and it makes me sick. See, I root for all the losers. I know what it's like to be a loser. But some of you are a bunch of damn hypocrites who root for some of the kings and some of the peasants, and you don't know how to act consistent. I do. What Brandon Nimmo did was okay, just like what James Harden did a couple of years ago was okay, too. So...
Stop it. Discover the Boating Norwalk Boat Show in partnership with Progressive Insurance at Norwalk Cove Marine is back. The largest in-water boat show in the Northeast takes place September 19th through the 22nd. The beautiful boats, the tech and gear, the boating experts and education. So whether you're new to boating or a seasoned skipper, you'll find inspiration for all your boating adventures. Buy now at BoatShowNorwalk.com. Free admission for kids under 12 and younger, and a ton of kids activities and fun for the whole family. Tickets and details at BoatShowNorwalk.com.
Jet game tonight, Yankee game coming up next. We'll be back with you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Enjoy your day, everybody.
Paramount Plus is once again your home to stream the NFL on CBS. Follow all the action and stream your live local NFL on CBS game every Sunday, all the way through the AFC Championship. Sign up, sign in, and start streaming.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.